B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Time for us to step aside and find out what's trending with Tom.
Yes, so I'm not going to say self-proclaimed tremendous segment of mine like one Connor Thomas, but we'll see what happens here. We're going to start in the world of tennis. Tennis star shooting his shot. World number three tennis star Stefanos Tsitsipas, I believe is how you say it.
Yeah, that's right.
He had a quarterfinals W over Jiří Lehecka, if that's what it is, I don't know. After the win, he was interviewed at midcourt. He shoots his shot with actress Margot Robbie, who is also from Australia, where Tsitsipas is as well. He invites her to sit in his player's box and, quote, absolutely said it was a pitch to Margot Robbie. Now, the only issue is Robbie's been married for 7 years.
Yeah.
To a film producer, Tom Ackerley. He also said he's donating all his prize money if he wins to build the school. So, a nice little self-tag there.
I don't like shooting the shot with the married woman.
With the married woman.
It's disrespectful to the man. And her,
guy's got
to
be pissed.
Yeah.
Or it's like, hey, people want my wife.
Yeah, but it's, no. I think people are aware that people like, he's aware that Margot Robbie's in demand. But you do have to be a little careful how far you go.
Did he not know?
He knew. How would he not know?
I don't know.
I'm saying
7 years they've been married.
Yeah.
That's
and she
time.
Was she started there. She was a soap opera actress, and then she left, came to America. Apparently, she's still really big. Like, they acknowledge her over there. It's not like she's forgotten.
Right.
He knew. Yeah, she can't sit in the box with the married. Like, he'd be better off in the DMs.
Yeah, I don't like them. Even then, though, you're going to go into a married woman's DMs like that?
It's wrong, but people do it. I'm saying the only chance he has is to be discreet. He has no chance with that level of discretion. There's no discretion with that.
Yeah.
She's going to be there smiling and clapping with her, where his mom and dad. Like, she can't do that.
So throwing in that he's going to donate all the $2 million to a local school, that's not discreet for you?
You think he tried to use that to get
I'm a
her
good guy.
Attention?
I wouldn't be shocked.
I mean, guys have done way worse for that. No, I don't like it at all.
That's a bad move.
I mean, I kind of hope he loses now.
Rooting against him?
Kind of, yeah.
But he's already spending the money. He didn't win, too.
That's a good point as well.
Well, if he wins. He does get prize. He's the semifinals now.
Yeah, but he said only if he wins, right?
Well, I guess whatever winnings it would end up being if he wins. Right. Regardless, we're going to head over to Louisiana. A cafeteria worker was arrested for allegedly selling weed brownies to high school students. It was a temporary cafeteria worker in it's because my hockey's down. That's why.
What?
Regardless. It's the new system.
I see what you guys did.
I could hear it.
Yeah, no. Anyway, go ahead.
It's this new system. I got to have both potted down. My apologies. She's a temporary worker as well, so it's not a full-time cafeteria worker. Ty Matrika Cohn, 45 years old, was removed from Sumner High School. She was booked to jail last Friday, so just recently. And she was snitched on by a student.
Now, see, she's wrong and should be punished because that should be for adults. Let me make that very clear. At the same time.
Well, yeah, you're selling to minors.
Right, it's completely wrong. There's no doubt about it. She's wrong. At the same time, kids, you had a hookup. No, you had a hookup.
If I was in high school and you can snag it that quickly and that easily.
On a hookup, I'm saying, shut up.
Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Person deserves to get in trouble. That was wrong. But if you're a kid and you get that kind of hookup, what you telling for?
You think she shorted someone?
No.
That's what did it?
No. It's just these kids can't keep their mouth shut. It's, you know, that's the problem with kids, that they talk. Kids talk.
Too much nowadays.
Case at all.
If she was flipping them, going to the dispensary, getting them for X amount, and then doubling the charge.
I don't think she was probably doing that. I think she was probably flipping them this way. She's probably getting the larger ones and then cutting them smaller.
Yeah.
But not she probably, because you can't get but so much from high school kids.
Yeah.
Can't get but so much for
probably
us.
Cut it into quarters.
Yeah. Which they tell you to do anyway, by the way. If you're new, people out there, that's what I heard that you're supposed to do. And then don't eat more because it didn't kick in, because then you'll be floating for days.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that from your high school cafeteria?
That's what a high school cafeteria person told me years ago. Yes.
Gotcha. All right, last one. We talked about it a little bit before the show, but I know people will be interested to get your guys' takes on this on the actual show. This is has to deal with Ben Simmons, but this isn't about Ben Simmons himself. His ex-fiance Maya Jama is demanding the, or excuse me, Ben Simmons is demanding the $800,000 engagement ring from her. So he wants the ring returned to him. $800,000.
So Ben is, you know, well, women have not stayed with him time after time. You gotta take that loss, Ben.
You think he has to take the loss?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I don't know why she wants a ring that means their relationship if they're no longer together. Now, I know why. Financially, it's worth $800,000. But I think if you split after engaged, then the man gets the ring back.
I think he should. But I think in courts, I'm pretty sure it's called a gift.
Oh.
Although that's an $800,000 gift.
Still a gift.
Still a gift.
It's a bad look to go after aggressively like that.
She broke up with him or he broke up with her?
I believe she broke up with him.
Then he should definitely get it back.
Should? Yes. But once you don't, you got to take that L. You got to be careful who you're giving $800,000 rings.
Unless, take it to court. Maybe that changes everything.
He'd lose in court.
Well, you never know.
Nah, he'd lose. Men have tried this for years.
I know. But sooner or later, somebody's going to win and he'll turn everything around.
Oh, it's not going to be Ben that's going to win.
It better not
be. This is the problem. This is Ben's problem. That right there is a microcosm of his problem. Everybody always tries to bail him out when he has a problem. Oh, he won't shoot. Oh, but what about this? Look at this defensive play. Look at this rebound when he won't do a basic layup. Like, he should take the L for once and just learn next time, find a woman who wouldn't keep a ring. You know you're allowed to be discerning with about $800,000. You don't just hand it to some lady from England. You don't know her culture. You don't know how she is. You got to be careful out there, fellas. Too many of y'all throwing these rings around, and you don't have, I don't care if it's $8. Be a little bit more careful who you give your $8 to.
$800,000.
Plus, he got the money.
Is that necessary, though?
No.
Like, that ring is not necessary for anybody.
He thought it was.
How much better could it be than a $500,000 ring?
300, please. The carats, the clarity. There's a lot of things with diamonds.
Yeah, if you want to break the girl's arm for holding it up.
Yeah, her arm might be a little sore. That might be why she hasn't returned it. Arm could be very sore. Either way, that guy needs to take a couple more L's and then learn. You can't just be passing on. How many high-profile women has this dude dated?
Five, six.
Stop. Plot. Find a regular woman who would appreciate a ring. Because do you want to be with somebody who doesn't appreciate an $800,000 ring for the rest of your life?
So you're telling Ben Simmons to learn from his mistakes is what you're saying?
Yes. That's an $800,000 lesson that you could afford. For him, that'd be like us losing $1,000. It would stink, but you'll recover. He'll recover from the $800,000 and maybe be slightly more discerning about these women. Because enough is enough. I know his brother's dating a Philly girl. I think they're engaged, having a kid and everything. You know, find a girl who's like a school teacher or something, man. And shoot a basketball. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. I'm just tired. Oh, Ben's going to get bailed out again. You know what? You know what? The streets are cold. So, you know, put a coat on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.